We are pleased to be joined on the Behind the Blue podcast this week by Diana Lockridge, Executive Director of the Office of Lifelong Learning here at the University of Kentucky. And if you will, that is the parent group or the organization which features OLLI, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, and also the Donovan Fellows, and many services and programs that are made available to people in Lexington and beyond for lifelong learning here through the University of Kentucky. Diana, first of all, welcome to the Behind the Blue podcast.
Thank you so much for having me today.
You have a long history, you personally, with the University of Kentucky. Both of your parents were teachers and researchers here. Talk about that. Your dad was recruited to come to the University of Kentucky back in the 1960s.
That's right. So he was recruited, and we moved to Lexington in 1967. So he came to teach first-year med students and to do cancer research. My mom then, after raising three kids, went back to school, got her PhD, and did research in anatomy and in nerve regeneration here at the university.
And your dad was Dr. Jesse Siskin.
Yes.
And your mom's name?
Betty Siskin.
Betty Siskin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very
Dr.
good.
Betty Siskin.
And you yourself, you are a two-time UK graduate, bachelor's and master's degree. Talk about your academic career here.
Yes, so I started at Indiana University, came back to UK and finished my degree, my bachelor's in family studies, went back to school and received my master's in therapeutic recreation.
I always like to find out how people got involved with the program that they're in. And in your case, you're the executive director of the Office of Lifelong Learning at the University of Kentucky. How long have you been involved with this work, and what drew you to this kind of work?
Well, I began, my interest was always in recreation and working with adults that were 50 and older. And so I had worked at retirement communities, but had always known about the Donovan Scholars and the good work that the university did, and was always hoping to be able to work with the program. The opportunity became available in 2001, and I came to UK to coordinate the Summer Series on Aging, which was a national conference at that time, and to also create the, or to coordinate the graduate certificate in gerontology, always knowing that within this program, the Donovan Scholars was there, and hopefully one day I would be able to work with the program.
And you've been in this position now for the last several years, right?
Yes, for the last 3 years. And before that, I was the program director for Lexington and for Moorhead.
Now, let's talk about the scope of the OLLI, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, and the Office of Lifelong Learning at the University of Kentucky. How many people do you serve these days?
Well, with the Donovan Fellows, which is the original program that began in 1964, we have typically 100 members or 100 students taking classes on the UK campus in the fall and the spring. And these are adults who are 65 and older that can take academic classes with a tuition waived. And then the other program, the other major program is, as you mentioned, is the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at UK. And so that began in 1966, a couple years later after the Donovan Fellows academic program began, and people came to the office and wanted to be able to take classes for fun without having to write the papers, without having to take tests, and also without having to park on campus. Today, there are over 1,300 members, 1,200 in Lexington, and we have another 100 that are taking classes in Moorhead annually.
You're also serving the Moorhead area, so that's an option for people out there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we have a number of people in Rowan County and in the surrounding counties that come together and take classes. We have Moorhead has its own board and committees, and they put together their classes for the community members.
Now, serving that many people, more than 1,300 people when it's all said and done, you've got a lot of instructors that are participating as well.
We do. Every semester we have about 40 instructors. We're offering over 50 classes in Lexington. In the fall and the spring, we have over 10 in Moorhead. Our volunteers come together. We have typically over 200 volunteers that are OLLI members. They come together and they coordinate the classes and all the programs of the OLLI.
When you talk about the foundations of this, Herman Donovan and the Donovan Fellows, or the Donovan Scholars, which it became generally known as, this goes back to about 1964. So the roots of this program have been around for a long time, and Herman Donovan, former president of UK, wasn't his dream that, hey, learning doesn't stop just because somebody reaches a certain retirement age or whatever. He wanted to encourage and make sure there were opportunities for people to, hey, now that you don't have to work full-time, for instance, you've got more time to study something that might be really a passion, but you had to kind of put it on the shelf.
Absolutely. And so Dr. Donovan had gone to a conference on aging in the late 50s, came back with this dream of opening, you know, these opportunities for adults who at that point it was 65 and over, and to give back to those people who built our community, who built our state, who built our university.
Our guest is Diana Lockridge, Executive Director of the Office of Lifelong Learning here at the University of Kentucky, and you're listening to the Behind the Blue podcast. I'm Carl Nathie, and we're talking about some of the various offerings that you have. You have a busy summer. Before I forget, recently in June, you had Ollie Night at the Lexington Legends, the Legends being a minor league affiliate of the Kansas City Royals, and they play in the South Atlantic League, and they've got their stadium, Whitaker Bank Ballpark. You had a big night, which is part of how you raise community awareness for Ollie and the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute and the Office of Lifelong Learning, isn't it?
It is. We have a number of programs that we have available for the community. We have the Donovan Forum, which has been going on since 1970. We hold these forum, these lecture series and presentations and entertainment every Thursday in the fall and the spring at the Senior Center. So that's from 2 to 3 p.m. You don't even have to RSVP. You can just show up, and the public is invited and encouraged to attend. We have another lecture series that is being offered this summer from Dartmouth College. And the Ollie there has been offering this lecture series for over 22 years. And this year, the theme is critical thinking for the preservation of our democracy. So there are six sessions that are being presented this year, and that's free and open to the public here on campus at the UK Gatton Center.
And that's going to be on Thursdays from July 11th going through Thursday, August 15th, 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. in the beautiful new Gatton Student Center. And some of these sessions are structured as debates with nationally recognized presenters arguing both sides of an issue, demonstrating critical thinking in action, freedom of speech, gun rights, affirmative action, freedom of the press, individual privacy, voting rights. Tickets complimentary. Registration is required. And how, well, before we forget, because we'll give it again later, but how can people, if you're online, how can you find out more about what Ollie has to offer? You have a website?
We do, and it's quite simple. It's www.uky.edu/Ollie, O-L-L-I. And so you can find all the information there, and you can certainly, we're happy to answer any questions, so please give us a call at 257-2656, or toll-free is 866-602-5862.
Very good. Of course, that first number with an 859 area code. We'll give all that at the end. Again, the website and phone numbers. Diana Lockridge, Executive Director of the Office of Lifelong Learning at the University of Kentucky. And one other thing that you've got that I wanted to bring out amongst others, or I say one other thing, several other things, but this sounds really neat, an interactive distance learning program with the Cleveland Museum of Art. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, a number of years ago, we actually learned about the Smithsonian offering distance learning classes for Ollies. And so we were able to take advantage of that and be able to interact with a docent from the Smithsonian Institute. Well, we dug around a little bit more and found some other opportunities, and one of those is the Cleveland Museum of Art, which is a nationally and internationally known museum. And so they have an award-winning program where the docent actually interacts with our members here in Lexington, and she not only brings out, or he not only brings out the artwork that is there on the floor of the museum, but they also go behind the scenes and pull out what the public doesn't see. And so we're going to have four sessions this summer on exploring Egypt, and different topics that they're going to be talking about will be daily life, hieroglyphics, mummies, and God as part human and part animal.
Now, in terms of that, with the interactive distance learning, which is one of the neat things about technology, this will truly be interactive. The people will be able to talk to the docent, as it were, talk back with.
Absolutely. There is a microphone there, so they were, the whole presentation there, they're available to talk and to ask questions and discussion.
One of the other things that you have coming up is Ollie at UK in the fall of 2019, the Spotlight Lecture Series, which will be at the Hillary J. Boone Center, the Boone Center, which is on Rose Street, and that is on the in the heart of the University of Kentucky campus. Some very interesting things coming up. First one is Tuesday, September 24th, and the topic is the opioid crisis.
So Dr. Sharon Walsh will be our first speaker for our inaugural presentation. So we're very excited about this new offering. And Dr. Walsh is the director of the Center on Drug and Alcohol Research here at the UK College of Medicine. And so her research is focused on pharmacological issues and opioid and cocaine dependence. And recently, you know, she's the principal investigator of the brand new $87 million grant, leading a team of 200 researchers. And so their goal is to develop evidence-based solutions to the opioid crisis. So we're very excited that she's willing to do our first presentation for us.
And needless to say, but the opioid crisis truly is a crisis and impacting many more people across all socioeconomic levels. So this is a very timely topic on September 24th with Sharon Walsh. And those actual programs, there's kind of a reception before from 4 to 5 in the afternoon on Tuesday, September 24th. And the program itself with a special guest speaker, 5 to 6:30 p.m. So that's with Sharon Walsh, Tuesday, September 24th. Friday, October 25th, the Encore Movement and Marcy Abor, Vice President of Encore.org. Tell us about that. That sounds very interesting about how you have career issues and workplace trends.
Well, we're excited to have Marcy join us for the entire day. So she is going to be one of the general session and one of the keynote speakers of the retirement planning conference that is held that day also at the Student Center. So she's going to join us that evening and be our presenter for this program. And she'll be talking about the history of the Encore movement and, you know, all the different innovative programs that are going on, not only throughout the nation, but also in 13 other countries. And the goal of the Encore.org is that really that the decades of life behind 50 become a time of social contribution and impact. You know, making sure that we're leaving the world better than we found it.
Okay, because it's you do have, with people living longer, you might finish one career and you might be able to really accomplish an awful lot in a second career that maybe when you were younger and worried about raising the family and making enough money to make ends meet and so forth, you couldn't really, again, devote your attention to. But this way, with the Making a Make a Living and a Difference in the Second Half of Life is her latest book. And this sounds like a fascinating and, again, a very timely topic. Again, Friday, October 25th, same time, 5 to 6:30 for the actual special guest speaker and 4 to 5 with what you refer to as a happy hour, a little reception beforehand. Then Tuesday, November 19th, Dr. George Wright, and many people are familiar with George Wright. He has 2 degrees from the University of Kentucky. He later taught at the University of Texas, Austin. He goes back to Otis Singletary days with his relationship here at UK, and he's come back to UK on a number of occasions. He was most recently the longtime president of Prairie View A&M University in Texas, and I understand is going to be coming back on campus this fall, and you've got him scheduled for a program on Tuesday, November 19th.
We're very excited, and he did one presentation for us earlier this spring, and so we're excited that he's going to be coming back.
He's won many awards for his teaching and research throughout his career and is a distinguished alum of the University of Kentucky. That's George C. Wright, and that'll be November the 19th, and that, again, the reception from 4 to 5, and then the program itself 5 to 6:30. And at each of these, they'll be giving a presentation. But again, the audience will get a chance to ask some questions of these featured speakers. Sharon Walsh, September 24th, October 25th, Marcy Abor with the Encore Movement, and then Tuesday, November 19th, George C. Wright, Dr. George Wright, and he'll be coming to speak. And again, 4 to 5 for the reception, 5 to 6:30 for the main speech and presentation. September 24th, October 25th, November 19th. That's the OLLI at UK Fall 2019 Spotlight Lecture Series at the Boone Center on Rose Street in Lexington. And we'll give that website and phone number information about OLLI coming up a little bit later. Now, one thing that's very important to bring out to people is the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at the University of Kentucky. And your slogan, "Where Curiosity Never Retires." But you've got a big deal coming up, open house and annual meeting, Tuesday, August the 6th. Talk about that, Diana Lockridge.
Well, we have these open houses before the beginning of every semester, and it's a time for people to come, not only learn about the classes that they know about, but learn to see what else is being offered that they might be interested in. So all of our instructors set up what it's like a trade show, set up exhibit booths so people can come by and learn about the instructors, learn about what they're going to be teaching, and then the registration opens up the next day. Also, during this open house, we're going to have performances by our line dancers, and we're going to have a number of different line dance classes being offered. So whether you've line danced before, whether you're a beginner, we'd love to have you involved. So come by and see us and learn a little bit about what's coming up this semester, and we'd love to see you there.
One of the things I want to go back about when you talk about the Donovan Fellows and roughly about 100 people here on campus in Lexington that take classes in the spring and the fall, and more over in Moorhead where you have another facility. But when we talk about people taking classes, not only are they learning, feeding their curiosity or satisfying their curiosity, but in many cases through the years, there have been people, those that do want to pursue degrees, have done this through Donovan Fellows in terms of maybe a bachelor's degree, some cases master's, and I believe you've even had PhDs, correct?
Absolutely. In fact, we just had a student, a Donovan Fellow, graduate this last year, and I believe we have another one coming up.
Just because you've reached some magic age of 65 or whatever it is, 62, 65, 70, 75, you're never too old to learn new tricks. A kid can learn new tricks at any age. Diana Lockridge, Executive Director here at UK for OLLI and for the Office of Lifelong Learning. You constantly are working to get the name out there so you can have even more people involved. And I think you've been doing a great job and been putting some emphasis. You've got some new materials that people can look at. You've got information online. Again, I want to give the website is uky.edu/OLLI. Doesn't get much simpler. www.uky.edu/OLLI. And give us the phone numbers. You have an 859 number, but also a toll-free number. Give those again.
Right. So our local number is 859-257-2656. And then toll-free outside of Lexington is 866-602-5862.
I imagine you get a lot of rewarding feedback from people that you have come and participate in these programs, because sometimes people, as you age, you might lose a spouse. This is a way to get out, see other people, be challenged, learn new things. People need to take advantage of it. It's here.
That's the beauty of the program, is that not only are you learning with other people who love to learn, but you're meeting people and you're interacting with people even outside of the classroom. And so a lot of times these relationships will continue on after the classroom or even after the class. People will go to lunch together, they'll read discussions.
We're all looking for that fountain of youth. But one of the ways that people stay young, young of heart, young of mind, is to stay engaged. And this is a perfect opportunity.
Absolutely. So you need to stay involved and keep learning. They say we need to learn things, and we need to learn new things all the time and every day. And we're supposed to learn different things. So I know I've seen in the past where they say if you can play an instrument, then learn something different. Or if you've never played music before, try an instrument. And so that's just one example of many ways. We have so many different type of classes. We have everything from sort of a classroom sit-down workshop or lecture series to we have the art classes. So we have art classes, we have a chorus, we have a 138-member chorus, which is absolutely incredible. And so they just keep getting better every single year. That's under the leadership of John Stegner and Debbie Owen. And so it's just, we have performances throughout the year, and those are free and open to the public. And so you can find out more about those. We have classes on science, we have classes on history, we have classes on culture, and numerous classes on computers. So there's really something for everybody.
This fall in Lexington, courses include fitness, yoga, line dancing, topics in American art from 1760 to 1940, LGBT, history in the bluegrass, Picasso, classic French crime films, reliving the history of the Cold War, perspectives on the Holocaust, Bluegrass Divided, Civil War, literature, guilt, religion, and moral ambivalence, The Scarlet Letter, how to make craft beer at home, the OLLI Chorus, and dulcimers. You've got classic novels. You've got Bridge, Book Club and Classic Novels, Travel, Socials, Donovan Forum Series, Connections, I tell you what, and in Moorhead, Her Story, American Women of Influence, decoding U.S.-China trade, cyber conflicts and geopolitics, nuclear negotiation, refugees and global migration. Folks, these are topics that are in the news day in and day out, and here's your opportunity to learn more and to get involved. Our guest is Diana Lockridge, Executive Director of the Office of Lifelong Learning at the University of Kentucky, which includes the Donovan Fellows, which has about 100 people here in Lexington in the spring and the fall taking classes and more over in the Moorhead area. And the umbrella term, the Osher Institute, Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, which provides a lot of funding.
The Osher Foundation provided grants and scholarships to the University of Kentucky beginning in 2007. And that's when we renamed our program, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at the University of Kentucky for the community classes. The Donovan Fellows has stayed the same and is a separate program from the OLLI. There are 122 OLLIs across the nation. And so the Osher Foundation, which is located in San Francisco, they're supporting lifelong learning programs throughout the nation.
Diana Lockridge, Executive Director of the Office of Lifelong Learning at the University of Kentucky. This is fun stuff to be involved with, isn't it?
It really is. You just never know what the next day is going to bring. You never know what the next semester is going to be. With 200 volunteers creating programs and classes and travel and socials, we just never know what the next program that's going to come up is going to look like. And so that's part of the beauty of it, is that's one of those things that is just why I can't wait to see what our volunteers are going to come up with next.
One more time to close out this edition of the Behind the Blue podcast, I want you to give the phone numbers and your website for people for more information.
For more information, we'd love to talk to you and give you some more info on what's coming up with classes and with all the events that are in the works. So you can call us at 859-257-2656 or toll free 866-602-5862. And then our website, which has a lot of information on it, and also has our email, so you can connect with us that way. And that's www.uky.edu, and then add that /OLLI, O-L-L-I, at the end.
Thank you so much for being our guest, Diana Lockridge, Executive Director of the Office of Lifelong Learning here at the University of Kentucky, and continued success.
Thank you so much, Carl.
All right, and we will see you next time on the Behind the Blue podcast.